money to be made in radio, and it's easy. You've heard the DJs. All they do is talk. They talk. You can talk, can't you? Of course you can. Talking's simple. So send today for information on our Earn As You Learn Disc Jockey course. Study in the privacy of your own home. Start a great new career, and soon you'll get the respect you never had before. We're in the White Pages, the Mike Wallace School of Broadcasting, not affiliated with the guy on 60 Minutes.
This is Venus, my children. Here we sit. And let the sounds of music creep in our ears. Soft stillness in the night become the touches of sweet harmony. See if you can learn that at home, chump.
Touches of sweet harmony. I like that.
How's it going, Venus?
Don't you ever go home, Travis?
Hey, it's lonely at the top, you know.
It's lonely in the middle, too.
Here's the tapes for the 10:30 spot.
Right on.
You're probably wondering about my outfit here, huh?
Not exactly.
See, this isn't what you think. See, I don't wear this kind of stuff to look good.
Naturally.
No, I run home from work 3 times a week. To keep in shape.
Right.
To look good.
Well, the color's certainly right for you.
Yeah, I know.
If I ran home from here, I'd stop by the cops 7 times.
Hi.
How's it going?
Fine.
Good. I'm just kind of knocking around, waiting to meet Carmen down our natural childbirth class.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I hear you reading poetry on the air.
Yes, sir, I was.
Ah. Who was it?
Shakespeare.
Ah, he's good.
One of the best.
Well, yeah.
Wait a minute. If you heard that, then you've been listening to the station.
Well, yeah.
Oh, that's great. I mean, that's real fun. Congratulations.
Well, you know, I can't do it for, you know, a long period of time. But I'm getting better. In fact, I listened to Johnny the other morning for a couple of minutes.
See, I know you could do it. Pretty soon you'll be ready for less.
Oh, gosh, I don't know if I can sit through anything like that. You know, not just get it anyway. That's your phone line, did it?
Oh.
Yo, no, wait. I'll get over here. WKRP. Who's speaking? What? She did. Oh, yeah, well, yeah, sure. Uh-huh. Yeah, right away. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Venus, could you go with me down the hospital, please?
Is it time?
Well, yeah, it is. Carmen actually went to the natural childbirth class a little early because she was having these pains. Yeah. And she went into labor. She had to drive herself to the hospital. Apparently, Mrs. Odette, the natural childbirth instructor, she got hysterical.
Well, shouldn't you be going?
Yeah, well, you take me.
I can't, Mr. Carlson.
No, you take me.
I can't. I'll call you a cab.
Oh, no, please, you take me.
Mr. Carlson, I hate hospitals. It's the smell. And besides, I got another 30 minutes to do here. I'll see if Travis is still here. I'll call him on the intercom.
No, you take me.
Travis!
You take me. I don't want anybody else to go up the hospital. You take me.
Lordy, Mr. Carlson, I don't know about birthing no babies.
What?
Thank God you're stupid. Hey. Mrs. Carlson's about to have her baby, and he won't let anybody take him to the hospital but me.
Yeah. Andy, would you go with me to the hospital? I mean, you take me, okay?
Well, sure thing, Dad. Come on.
Okay.
Oh, hell.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati WKRP. Got tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Dr. Peters, call your pool man. Dr. Peters, call your pool man.
This is Arthur Carlson, and his wife is here somewhere having a baby.
I've got a Mrs. Artemis Carlson.
Arthur. It's Arthur Carlson.
Artemis. She'd be in room 488 of the Johnny Bench wing. Follow the blue line on the floor until it crosses the green one. Take the green line until you come to the yellow, then turn left.
What do we do then?
Ask someone.
Artemis.
Dr. Burns, call your contractor. Dr. Burns, call your contractor.
Carmen!
Oh, hello, Arthur.
I went up to your room. You weren't there. You all right?
Oh, I'm fine. Hi, Andy.
Miss Carlson? Then why are you in a wheelchair?
I don't know.
Look, a wheelchair.
Yeah, I see that.
What happened?
This afternoon, I started having pains, and by the time I got to my class, I knew it was time.
Yeah, I understand. Mrs. Odette got hysterical.
She threw up.
Okay. I can bring you in here now.
No, wait. Where are you taking her?
In here.
Oh.
This is my husband.
Oh, well, probably want to come in here with us now.
Well, okay.
Go call everybody and tell them the good news.
Okay.
You go on in.
Yeah.
Go on.
Go on.
Because I want you to come down here, that's why. KRP's about to have another heir. Any minute.
Hi.
Bye. Bye.
Are you sick?
No, I'm just visiting.
Oh, I didn't think you were sick. You look really healthy to me.
Thank you very much. Well, and so do you. You a nurse?
Oh, no, I'm just a volunteer. I wanted to be a nurse, but not anymore. They don't pay nurses anything. And most of the doctors are real rude to the nurses around here because they have a Christ complex. The doctors, I mean. So that's why I've decided to go out to Hollywood and do a Playboy spread. Would you like to go somewhere and talk?
Sure.
Come on. Hello? We're here to see Mrs. Arthur Carlson.
I don't care why you're here. I just thank God I'm on duty.
Where's Mrs. Carlson?
Follow the blue line until it crosses the green one. Take the green line until you come to the yellow, then turn left.
Don't be silly.
You're right. Follow me.
Yo.
I'm fine.
Good.
Are you fine?
Yeah, yes.
Good. Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Good. Oh, my.
Oh, Arthur, that's just my blood pressure.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Breathe.
Oh, it's a good one. It won't be too long now.
Excuse me, but shouldn't you give her something for the pain?
Fine.
What have you got? Demerol, morphine, spinal block? I will not have my wife in pain. No pain.
Arthur.
Yes.
Sit down.
Yes.
Hi.
What can I do for you?
I was called here.
Why? Artemis Carlson.
No, John Caravella. A fever.
Follow the blue line until it crosses the green one. Take the green line until you come to the yellow, then turn left.
Right. Where are these lines?
On the floor.
Right.
Ha ha ha!
Ooh.
Can end chorus.
Follow the blue line until it crosses the green. Take the green to the yellow, then turn left.
Blue, green, yellow, left.
Right.
Right?
Left.
Thanks.
Hold it.
What?
I want to take a picture of you and the receptionist.
Holy Toledo. Come on out here, buddy.
Okay.
Stand up close and smile.
Where'd you get a jacket like that? I mean, do they sell them somewhere?
Of course they sell them somewhere.
Where?
Yeah, I tell you, you tell somebody else, and pretty soon the whole world is dressing like me.
Hello, folks. What's happening? How you doing, Arthur?
Fine, Doc.
Hi, Bill.
Are you sure you want to go through with this? You can always back out, you know.
What?
Come on, Arthur. That's one of my best jokes.
Arthur's a little uptight.
Ooh, ooh, well, ooh, you kids wanted to do natural. Personally, I prefer it. You see, I like a big audience.
My wife is in a lot of pain, Bill.
Woman in labor is having a lot of pain. Come on, Arthur. A very wonderful thing is going to happen here, and you're going to see it.
Right, yeah.
At least I hope you're going to see it.
Arthur is going to be right there with me, we decided.
All right, come on, Arthur. Let's go put on silly outfits. Bye-bye, Carmen.
See you later.
Dr. Morton, call your pilot. Dr. Morton, call your pilot.
Are you a doctor?
Well, sort of. Not a real one, though.
Oh, good. Come in.
I know, that's a cute little number. You even cover your shoes, huh?
Oh, yeah, sure do. You know, this is my fourth delivery since 5 o'clock this morning. When it rains, it pours.
What is that all over your shoe covers?
It's coffee stains.
No, it's not.
No, it's not, Arthur. Now, look, this is a very human thing here. There is no stork, you know. That's blood.
Blood.
Don't you think Peggy Sue is a ridiculous name?
Worked for Buddy Holly.
I mean, for somebody my age.
Well, I could tell you stories, Peggy Sue. I've been called Johnny Midnight, Johnny Cool, Johnny Duke, Johnny Sunshine. It just goes on and on. I've been Johnny Everybody.
I'm reading a book about life after life. Yeah. What do you think about that?
Well, I think there's probably something after this one.
Well, this book says that people that are dying have this experience. There's a tunnel and a very bright light.
Yeah?
I think the light is God.
Well, it could be the glow just coming off all the folks who've gone on ahead of us. You know, there's got to be a great party going on somewhere.
Ridiculous.
You're ridiculous, Herb.
This is history.
Well, hello.
Hi. Hi. How's it going, big guy?
Oh, Herb, gosh, it's going great, just great. Everything is just fine. Yeah. I've been walking. Yeah. To walk all over this floor and the one beneath us here. And I've been thinking. And, you know, I've just about decided that I am a very silly fellow. Yeah, very silly fellow. Either that or old-fashioned. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. That's what I'm old-fashioned. You see, in the old days, the mothers did all the work anyway. The fathers came out here, they sat down, they paced, they smoked their cigars.
But you're going to be in there with Mrs. Carlson.
Yeah, well, no, I've been thinking about that. And,
that's what the natural childbirth classes were all about.
Oh, yeah, Bailey, but the other students, and they were just kids. We are the oldest couple they've ever had.
A lot of cultures, they talk about barges over the big river. And you'll have guides, you know, to sort of show you the way. Like Sacagawea.
I think it sounds like it'll be very nice.
Oh, nice? Are you kidding, Peggy Sue?
We're talking about the terminal blowout. I mean, this is the perpetual party to end all parties. Boy, just think about the band.
There'll be Janis, Jimmy, Elvis, Otis, Charlie Parker, Fats Waller, Billie Holiday, Albert Schweitzer. What a mean cocktail organ, you know. Bach, Mozart, Pablo Casals. All the cats will be there. Everybody will be in this jam session. And then there'll be Picasso and Disney, maybe doing little charcoal sketches of everybody. LBJ cranking out ribs on the barbecue pit. I want to talk to Plato, see if he's come up with anything new upon reflection. Have a little chat with Jimmy Hoffa, see where he's been, what he's been doing.
I'm old-fashioned, that's what it is, absolutely.
Mr. Carlson? Come here. You know, you have been talking about this for months, about how you were going to be there the moment your child hit the atmosphere. I believe that's how you put it.
Yes, but you know,
I... Now I advise you from time to time, don't I?
Yes.
Well, have I ever been known to be wrong?
Oh, no, I don't believe you have.
I want you to consider the fact that this is your last chance to ever see a child of yours being born, and to be right there to share the experience with Carmen when it happens. Now, I want you to weigh all the pertinent factors. And then I want you to screw up your courage and get your little derriere back there in that delivery room, okay?
Jennifer,
I know you can do it.
You do.
Are. Where have you been?
Where's my wife?
Upstairs.
Upstairs where?
In surgery.
You want to see me, Doc?
Yeah, Arthur, we have a breech birth. The baby is Fanny first. It looks like I'm going to have to do a cesarean section. But maybe not. This is Carmen's second child. She's still having good contractions. You see, what we have to worry about is a cord dropping down between the baby's legs and the oxygen getting cut off. You listening to me?
Yes, yeah.
So I've called in an anesthesiologist, and I've got the operating room. And everything is going to be just fine, okay?
Okay.
I'm an old hand at this.
Because I watch a gal and I love my Peggy Sue. If you knew Peggy Sue, then you'd know why I feel blue. Oh, Peggy, my... Hi.
Hi.
How's it going, Trap?
I'm lost.
So am I, but I don't care.
Bailey, there's nothing to worry about. I mean, they do these cesarean things every day. There's no stork, you know. Mm-hmm. There's really nothing to it. Except I can't get in there to be with her. That sort of changes my whole perspective on things, but there's nothing to it. Except Carmen's in her 40s. This thing's been pretty much of a chance all along anyhow. Sometimes I wonder how clearly I think about things. Well, I mean, here I am, a full-grown man, and I got model airplanes in my office drawer.
Mr. Carlson.
What?
You want to hold hands?
Yeah, if we can just sit here and wait.
Mr. Carlson?
Yes.
Dr. Levin would like to see you right now.
He would.
Where have you two been?
I've been lost. I ain't gonna tell you where he's been. Well, Arthur, it looks like we have a natural childbirth on our hands.
Oh, good.
Boy, this is embarrassing. I called in the anesthesiologist, and then I had to send him away. He makes me look very bad, Arthur.
Hi, honey.
Oh, I'm glad you're here.
Where else would it be at a time like this?
All right, now I want you to give a big push with them muscles. Come on. That's good. Very good. particularly you, Arthur.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, just one more time, please, and this time, just Carmen.
Right.
All right. Just push. Come on. Everything's coming fine. Everything's looking fine. Come on. Come on, Carmen. Push. Come on. Come on, honey. Come on, Carmen. Come on. Come on, Carmen. Bingo!
Where you been, Andy?
Well, I've been right here, Mr. Carlson, the whole time.
You knew this thing was going to turn out all right from the beginning, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, I guess I did. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Cigarettes.
You son of a gun.
Hey! Where's Brian? They just brought her in.
Oh.
Isn't she beautiful? You know, Mr. Carlson looks just like you.
My God, AC, they all do.
They do, don't they?
Except that one.
Hey, brother.
My mind's crying the loudest.